Hi, and welcome to the Feed the Pig podcast. I'm your host, Tim Farrell. Money shouldn't drive your future, but neither should debt. It's time for you to take control, not just for today, but for your whole life. Remember, small changes add up. The Feed the Pig podcast is here to help you take steps to start saving for today, so you'll have a solid financial future tomorrow. Here on this episode, we'll talk about financial issues for women. Hi, welcome back to the Feed the Pig podcast. And today we're going to talk about something really important, which are financial issues for women. And joining us on the call today is Catherine. Hi, Catherine. Thanks for being with us again.
Hi, Tim. Thanks for having me back.
All right. So tell me, you know, we've talked a lot about all kinds of financial issues, but none specifically to women. What are some of the things that you're concerned about as a woman that maybe other women would identify with right now?
Well, I have a couple of things, both sort of short-term and long-term. I recently had some unexpected, I was in a car accident and my insurance didn't cover everything, so I had to dip into sort of my only emergency fund, which was my 401k, which I know is very expensive. But then also, speaking of 401k, I also have some concerns about retirement, just making sure that I have enough money, that I'm on the right track to save enough to get me through retirement. I know, you know, 401k probably isn't enough, but I have all my other daily expenses too. So I want to kind of talk about the things that I need to do to make sure I'm on the right path.
You were okay in the car accident, right?
Yes, thank you. Yes.
Okay, good.
And it wasn't my fault either.
Even better. Also on the call today, we have Jordan Amon, who's a CPA here in New Jersey. Jordan, thanks for coming on and talking to Catherine today.
My pleasure, Tim.
All right, so, you know, Catherine talked about a few different issues. Which one do you want to tackle first? Do you want to maybe talk about a little bit about the, you know, her unexpected costs associated with the car accident?
Well, we'll kind of roll into the whole thing. And the issues that Catherine touched on are basic financial planning issues for everyone, man, woman, anyone that really needs to focus on. And the first is having an emergency fund. If you had an emergency fund, then you wouldn't have needed to dip into your retirement fund. So, you know, we like to see you focus on an emergency fund, which is putting, you know, 3 to 6 months, maybe even more based on the current condition of the economy, but 3 to 6 months of your fixed expenses, your housing costs, your medical insurance, car payment, anything that's a fixed cost, we like to see you put that aside. Second of all, you know, your insurance didn't cover your expenses from the accident. So another thing we like to talk about is reviewing your insurance coverages. Are they sufficient if you're in an accident? Do you have disability insurance to replace your income so that you wouldn't need to do that? So some of those things are very important to everyone. And then when you focus on retirement, you know, some of the things, obviously that's important to everyone, retirement. But for a single woman such as yourself, Catherine, women have a longer life expectancy than men. So, you know, you may need more in retirement in terms of duration than a man in a similar situation. So you touched on a lot of good issues, and they're really the basics of a sound financial plan.
Speaking of retirement, I mean, for example, when my grandfather passed away, my grandmother got his pension, and so that sort of kept her through retirement. But I might not have that option. So what are some of the things I should be doing now? I mean, I do contribute a couple percentages points of my salary each year to my 401k, but what else should I consider doing?
Well, in addition to your 401k, the first thing I'd like to say about 401k is if your employer offers a match and still offers a match in this economy, you want to make sure you do everything you can to contribute up to that level so you're getting that match. That would be like not getting the match would be like saying no to a raise. And generally, I haven't met anyone that does that. So that's the first thing. Secondly, in addition to your 401k, which is obviously it's a tax-deferred investment, so it'll grow tax-deferred. It's very very powerful. You know, you can contribute to an IRA. An IRA is an individual retirement account, which also allows you to put money away and invest it in a tax-deferred or a tax-free scenario, depending on the IRA you choose. But the most important thing is to put something away somewhere. You know, what I'd like to see people do is, you said you put a couple percentage points away. I'd like to see you increase that. So look at your budget. You know, where are you spending money where you can say, you know what, if I cut this out, I can put an extra little bit into my 401k. Or if you get a raise next year, can I, you know, you get a 3% raise, can you take 1%? And instead of taking that cash, can you increase it? So it's really about being diligent about it and saying, listen, I'm young, I'm smart, and I know that I'm going to need this money in the future. What can I do to maximize that now?
Okay. I think I need to look at my budget and see where I can sort of trim the excess so I can put more into my retirement. But also, you had mentioned starting an emergency fund, which I think sounds like a good idea because, you know, in case something and another unexpected cost should come up, I'll be prepared for that. But if I'm trying to build my retirement fund and my emergency fund, is there one I should concentrate on more?
I don't know that more is the right word. I think that they're both very important. And unfortunately, by not having an emergency fund, you had to deplete some of your retirement funds. So I'd like to see you attack both and say, listen, I can take, you know, 5% of my salary, and that's what I can afford to put away. So let me put away 3% into an emergency fund until I get that to a sufficient point. And then at the point when I have that, when I have my 6 months of expenses aside, I can take that money and contribute that remaining 3% into my retirement account. And maybe at the same time I've gotten a raise and I'm able to increase that. So they're both important. I wouldn't want to say one is more so than the other. So it comes down to figuring out how much you can save. And you know, the emergency fund is something that's a little more short term. You can build that up and get it to a manageable point and then shift those funds to a retirement account.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. Thank you. Also, you said I should review my insurance and then, you know, look at, do I have disability insurance? Should I also have life insurance?
Well, life insurance is, it's usually used to replace income or to pay for a need. So generally, you need life insurance to pay expenses when you're not here anymore. So that means maybe to pay off a mortgage or to leave money behind for a spouse. As a single woman, you know, you have to look at, if you're not here anymore, what needs did you leave behind? Is there somebody that you were intending to care for that you need insurance to help provide for them? Maybe an aging parent, maybe, you know, a sibling. But if you don't have anybody to care for and you don't have any debts that are going to be behind that need to be paid off that would fall to someone else, then maybe life insurance isn't something that you need.
You know, one last thing I want to bring up, Jordan, is credit history. And, you know, how important is that for women to keep track of?
Well, credit history is important for anyone to keep track of. You know, your credit history impacts a lot of different things. It impacts your ability to get a mortgage. It impacts your ability to get a car loan. It could impact your ability to get a credit card to use for, you know, everyday emergency spending if you should need it. So I think it's a sound thing for anyone to get, you know, a copy of their credit report, to see what's on it, and to even understand what it is. I'm not sure that most people understand what their credit score and what their credit report are and what they're used for. So I would recommend you know, getting a copy of your credit report, looking what's on there. If there's a debt on there that doesn't sound familiar to you, you got to investigate it and try and get it cleared up.
Yeah. As you were just talking, I just did a quick Google search and I found annualcreditreport.com, and they also have a phone number. It's 877-322-8228, and you can basically get a report from all three of the major credit bureaus. Hey, one quick question about that, and then I think we're going to wrap up, is when you do get a check of, when you check on your report, does that hurt your credit score when you check it?
When you order a copy of your own report, it does not. But too many inquiries from potential lenders could have a negative impact on your credit score, because they're concerned if six people are looking at your credit score and your credit report, does that mean six people get ready to loan you money? So you looking at your own, I don't believe has an impact, but too many requests from lenders may. And before we wrap up, I'd be remiss if I just wanted to head back to the life insurance comment and say, although you may not have a need for life insurance now, you know, it may be something that you have in the future. You know, you may get married, you may have a family, you may have needs that you can't anticipate now. So there is a school of thought that says it might be worth getting a small policy now that you can increase over time without having to get additional medical clearance, because when you're younger, you're healthier and it's easier to qualify for life insurance. And if you wait till you're older, into your 40s, maybe your 50s, you may not qualify for it with the same ease. So I just wanted to point that out back to our conversation on insurance.
Great.
Good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much, Jordan. Thanks, Catherine.
Thanks for joining us again on the Feed the Pig podcast. And don't forget to look for us next time, because we'll be looking at more ways for career builders to make the most of their money. Jordan Amon works for Amper, Polizziner, and Mattia, a CPA firm in the New York, New Jersey region. If you're looking for more information on ways to save, you can check out feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. Or if you have a question that you want us to talk about, email it to us at feedthepig@gmail.com.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or FeedThePig.org. It is provided with the understanding that AICPA and FeedThePig.org are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and FeedThePig.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to and assume no responsibility for the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.